So last night, the showgrounds were packed to capacity, especially near the end of the night. Loads of people from the surrounding areas were in attendance. But I caught up with one fella yesterday, Ulster Unionist leader Robin Swan, who himself used to be a farmer.
So I bumped into a buddy you'll all recognise the name of, Robin Swan. Busy time for you at the minute, Robin.
Oh, I'm trying to keep busy, but always time to come to Ballymoney Show on a good day like the day, so it's well worth a visit.
111th show, stood the test of time. Robin, what do you think is its attracting factor, this show and others?
Well, I think one of the things, the speciality about Ballymoney, I think, and I've always seen that, is the involvement of the local young farmers clubs, because they keep it alive, they keep it current, and I think they actually keep it young, if you know what I mean, because the young farmers really are, you know, the driving force behind Ballymoney Show, and there's a lot of other shows are envious about just the input that the young farmers have up here.
Were you ever involved in anything like that when you were younger, young farmers or something similar?
Young farmers, I used to be the president of the young farmers at one point. I'm up here, you know, the football, the county hunting football's the night. I used to be county chairman at a stage as well. So, no, I know the value. Young farmers are a great organisation. And the thing about that is, great youth organisation, not just for farmers, but for young people living anywhere. And I would encourage anybody that's about, you know, bring your young ones along, get them introduced to a young farmers club locally here and get them involved in the show, because this is a great showcase for agriculture. It's a great showcase for Ballymoney and well worth a visit.
Of course, it's important to recognise our agriculture. We have a strong link of agriculture here in Ballymoney.
Well, look, that's it. You know, the agri-food industry is one of the biggest industries still in Northern Ireland. It's one that has stood the test of time. And as you say, you know, Ballymoney is a big farming area, it's a big rural area, and it's something that should be proud of that reputation and the work that goes on.
Well, Robin certainly enjoyed his time as a young farmer in his youth. Hector, come back very shortly when I've got more here from the Ballymoney Show.